This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Get your surplus plutonium draft EIS comments into DOE ASAP. As if there is not enough going on, it's time to get your personalized comments into the Department of Energy DOE. It has published its unsupported draft environmental impact statement about DOE's proposal for handling more than 48 metric tons of surplus plutonium, and maybe more, for decades to come. CCNS has prepared sample public comments you can modify, personalize, or cut and paste and submit to DOE on or before the Thursday, March 16th deadline. Written comments should be received or postmarked by the March 16th deadline to spdp-eis at nnsa.doe.gov. You can also mail your comments or phone them in. Details about how to do that are available at energy.gov/NEPA. Nevertheless, as stated in the public notice, quote, comments received or postmarked after the comment period will be considered to the extent practicable, end quote. CCNS recommends getting your comments in before Monday, March 20th. Why is this draft environmental impact statement important to you? Because the proposed DOE plan will impact people living in the vicinity of the DOE facilities in Texas, New Mexico, and South Carolina, and along the transportation routes between those sites for decades. Here's a brief summary of the DOE's 3,300-mile proposed route for disposing of its surplus plutonium at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. DOE proposes to ship the triggers, or plutonium pits, for nuclear weapons currently stored at the Pantex plant north of Amarillo, Texas, to Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, in northern New Mexico, to be pulverized into powdered plutonium. From LANL, the powdered plutonium would be shipped to the Savannah River site in South Carolina, so an adulterant to inhibit recovery of the plutonium would be added. From there, the waste would be shipped for disposal at WIP. Should there be an accident and a release of powdered plutonium, the consequences would be deadly. Inhaling plutonium or getting it into an open wound are the most dangerous forms of exposure. Once in the body, plutonium concentrates in the bone, blood, and gonads, the primary reproductive organs. Plutonium exposure causes cancer 100% of the time. Sandia National Laboratories has documented that it is nearly impossible to clean up an accident involving plutonium. DOE has been working on this plan for over three decades, and CCNS has provided the history in previous updates. To learn more, visit our website at nuclearactive.org, where there is a listing of those stories. CCNS encourages you and your neighbors to submit comments. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.